Okay, your name is so that I can watch your levels.
Todd.
Nancy. Long time.
You're hot.
Thank you.
We should use this stuff.
To reintro that.
I really wouldn't. I think I'll just use this.
Well, go ahead.
Welcome back to the eighth day, where we like to talk about things we might not have thought about the rest of the week. It's Nancy.
Ta-da.
Wonderful. I am extremely happy I have Nancy, because we must have humor. She brings...
You bring in their 100% Parmesan cheese. There's a lot of it's other cheese, cheaper cheese. And, well, there's cellulose, which is a wood.
It's product. Wood.
Yeah, it's wood.
It's wood. They put wood in there.
And I get that it's a drying agent, but here's the thing. They sell the cheese by weight. So how much of that cheese is actually wood?
We have Jack Bergman, who's running for U.S. Congress, 1st District of Michigan. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how are you?
Could you bring our listeners up to date on the impact of wolves and why there might be some changes in the law?
The main reason that deer numbers were down were because of the incredibly hard winters prior to this year. However, one of the reasons is predators.
Well, we do talk a lot about art and community and cultural events. We're going to first up play a song that is one of the favorites of our next guest. And after we listen to the song, we will actually talk with our guest about what this means, where this recording comes from, and what inspired it.
Lazy John, tell me where you...
Betsy Roots.
It is great to be able to tell you about our programs this week. We've got two wonderful programs this week at the History Center, downtown Marquette.
Our next guest, Ed Garza, is from an organization that deals with taking a vet fishing and how fishing may help them with post-traumatic stress syndrome. My guest is Betsy Cooper, and hello, Betsy Cooper.
Well, hello there.
Would you tell us a bit more about what a fair trade market is? We are continuing our discussion with Michigan Supreme Court Justice David Viviano. Is this new initiative going to result in more transparency, or is it going to introduce this new paywall?
Well, that's a very good question, and the public access is important.
There's a lot of scary things in the news, but one of the scariest things you can pretty much ever hear is that some food you bought might be bad, especially before you get home in time to see whether or not you've eaten it already. And we know that there's been a listeria outbreak, and I have an expert on the line, Bill Marler, who specializes in foodborne illnesses. A couple of people have died already.
Listeria is a foodborne pathogen. It can be very deadly. All people who do get listeria are hospitalized. There are 12 people sick. There's unfortunately one person has died in Michigan.
The taste of the sea does not belong next to my eggs and toast in the morning.
But how does that happen?
And it boiled down to this fish meal, which helps pigs put the weight on, but it can remain, some of the flavors can remain in the fat, and bacon has a lot of fat in it.
So it makes perfect sense that the fat would have where the storage of that smell would be.
Yeah, and maybe you've heard about, you know, finishing animals on different grains and things like that. A lot of times pigs, like German Black Forest ham, a lot of times that's finished on acorns or something like that to give it a different flavor.
So the book is a new genre called environmental fiction.
What were you going to say there, Nancy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's me. Sorry.
Yeah, what were you going
to
say?
Do you have any idea how many squirrels it takes to make a meal?
Why would you ask me a question like that?
Well, let me tell you this.
Oh, we actually have a guest here on the eighth day. Joe, are you there?
Yes, sir, man. The Squirrel Man from Arkansas is on the phone.
What's our topic today, Squirrel Man?
Our topic is the 5th annual World Champion Squirrel Cook-Off.
Tell us more. Well, I'm going to have them do a quiz.
Is this like school?
Well,
will this be graded?
There actually is no right or wrong answer, depending upon your feelings, I guess.
Will this be on the exam?
There will be no further exams. This is a choice.
Riley, did you know that we were taking tests today?
I didn't. I was supposed to be in spring break. There is no tests.
Todd.
Spring break is over in just a little bit. Does democracy require work?
Well, yes.
You're shaking your head.
Yes.
And if you want to keep it, you're going to have to work.
That's exactly what Benjamin Franklin said, isn't it?
It's a hard job. You think it's bad now. Please tell me which dictator you wanted to live under. Thank you very much for listening to The Eighth Day. Send a comment, and I will see which one we can read next week. I appreciate it. We'll be right back here on The Eighth Day on Sunny 101.9.